From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. This year's Nobel Peace Prize was awarded today to jailed Iranian activist Nagaz Mohammadi. Earlier this week, the 2023 Nobel for Literature went to the Norwegian author Jon Fosse. While he's not known around the U.S., he is known around much of the world. Only 12,000 copies of his work have been sold in the U.S. since 2004, according to Circana. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at how the book industry's preparing for a bump in sales.
The North American publisher of several of Jon Fosse's books is Transit Books. It's less than a decade old and run by Adam Levy and his wife out of their home in the Bay Area. When they learned this week that Fosse won the Nobel,
we quickly made coffee and got to work in our living room.
They had already planned to release two of Fosse's works in paperback later this month, including what's been called his magnum opus, Septology. That'll be 5,000 copies each, but now they're looking at printing at least 10,000 additional copies of each work. And Levy notes that printing a book takes up to 2 months.
It's slow. And so one of the tasks for any publisher, really, regardless of your size, is to figure out how you meet a huge surge in demand.
There could also be demand for Fosse's many other works that have yet to be released here.
He's very prolific. He does children's books and poetry and essays and short stories and novels.
Damien Searles has translated a number of Fosse's books into English and expects that work to continue
at perhaps a somewhat faster pace.
Meanwhile, publisher Adam Levy hopes others in the industry take note of Transit's success with its new Nobel laureate and are inspired to take chances on authors who've yet to find an audience in the U.S. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.